Hi, I'm J.E. Berry, and this is the Save the Sam podcast, where we always wear our floaties and we never mom alone. Hey, ladies, and welcome to episode 29 of the Save the Sam podcast. I'm so grateful that you're joining me today. Today, we're talking about being generous. So the title of this podcast is She is Generous, and this topic comes right out of Proverbs 31:20, which says, she opens her hand to the poor and reaches out her hands to the needy. I'm going to read that again. She opens her hand to the poor and reaches out her hand to the needy. This is so direct and obviously talking about how active we need to be in our giving and how God is instructing us how to do that. We have open hands and to reach out. So today we're going to talk about that in more of a wide perspective, and obviously we're going to have five topic points that we're going to touch on for this as usual. And first, I'm going to go ahead and give you a testimony, which don't start congratulating me yet, because this is actually a testimony of a missed opportunity. So I want you to hear this and think about how we can do things differently. Okay, so I was at the bank watching, the line go through, and then it was my turn, whatever. And I got up there and I'm talking and I was in a rush and I'm giving the banker what I needed to give her, and I got what I needed from her. But as I was getting what I needed from her, I heard a story coming from the lady at the teller next to me. And I knew that, she could probably need a handout of some kind, or just someone to reach out and be there for her in the moment. But I was in such a rush that I just kind of rushed out and went where I needed to go. And at the moment, I wasn't really feeling anything, but I kind of started feeling later on, later on that day, I was thinking, God, what a missed opportunity, not only to be generous, but to share the gospel. And seeing that I just wrote a book on matching those opportunities and taking advantage of those opportunities, I felt like, man, this is something that is a struggle for all of us. So I'm so glad that that testimony is hitting right at this moment where we're going to talk about what it means to be generous. Okay, so now that we heard my sad little testimony that really isn't a testimony, but I feel like it was a testimony because even though I missed the point, I missed the mark in that moment, I learned that it's important to open our eyes to see where those opportunities are. And here I am sharing with you so that you don't miss those opportunities. So let's jump right in. Like we've been doing all throughout this series, we're going to first see what God has to say about generosity. So, like we have already read in Proverbs 31, he says that the generous woman opens her hand to the poor and she reaches out her hand. So clearly there's a lot of action here. That's where we start, with an action. That's how we start with generosity. But we're going to look at a few other scriptures. One is Isaiah 58:10, and it says, if you pour yourself out for the hungry and satisfy the desire of the afflicted, then shall you rise in the darkness and your gloom be as the noonday. This is so good because the following scripture says, and the Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your desire in scorched places and make your bones strong, and you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. So this is really good because many times we miss that God is waiting for us to respond in obedience before he does what he wants to do for us. So let's listen to that again. Isaiah 58:10 says, if you pour out yourself, and then Isaiah 11 says, and the Lord will guide you continually, and so on and so on and so on. I really encourage you to look at the scripture and see what God means by when we pour ourselves out and meet others' needs, how he meets all of our needs and desires. It's really incredible because I don't think we look at that all the time. Many of the times, and I'm sure you can agree with this, is we are so worried about our needs being met and what we need that we fail to see that our needs will be met when we meet others' needs. Isn't that awesome? But the enemy wants us to always be blinded, so it's not really a surprise that we miss this mark. And Psalm 112:5 says, "It is well with the man who deals generously and lends, who conducts his affairs with justice." That is interesting also, that that word says that us being generous is in alignment with justice. So we really have a lot to learn about being generous, and it is very deeper than what we have kind of used it for in human terms. It goes so much deeper than just the giving. It goes so much deeper than that. And Acts 20:35 tells us it's more blessed to give than to receive. So these are direct commands from the Lord that we need to really, really harness in our hearts. And the ideal here is that, honestly, everything is a result of a heart position. So if we're not doing something, we need to check our hearts. And I'm gonna tell you, this is a topic I need to really be mindful of constantly, because I'm blowing and going all the time. So I miss the mark on this, I'm sure, more than I even realize. And I'm sure you can attest to the same thing. So here I am, your sister, standing before you telling you, don't miss the mark where you can, okay? Okay, so point number two is, why is generosity so important? Well, Matthew 7:12, the golden rule, you know, treat others how you want to be treated. But also, if we want generous kids, we must be generous. And not just to them, to people they don't know, you know, to others that we run across. Even generous just in attention, in prayer, in being there for people. Generosity is not just material generosity. We are called to love by meeting needs also, not just in word and in hugs, you know. So this is very important if we want to see a reciprocity. Ooh, that is not a word. Reciprocation of what we want to see in our kids, we have to be that. So do that. Be generous, and your kids will be generous. Point number three, she opens her hand. What she has is open to others to have also. That's what that means. It means that your hands, what's in your hands, you can receive, but what's in your hand is also available to others. She doesn't hold tightly. So we want to be people with loose grip. We don't want to be in survival mode so much that what we have is not available for others. The woman who is generous, she is not stingy. She's not close fist or tight handed. And you know, a tight fist can't receive also. So we want to be very mindful of that. I'm all about being frugal and a good steward, but don't be so frugal that you cheap and stingy when it comes to helping others. Okay, so tip well and, you know, give good gifts, okay? You want to have a kind, open heart, because let's be honest, God has been extremely above and beyond kind and generous to us. Point number four, she reaches out. So like I talked about at the very beginning, being generous is action, lots of action. So not only being available if someone needs you, but actively seeking and actively looking to meet the needs of others. She doesn't wait for the needs to come to her, but she looks for ways to give to others. So that is the heart of a true person who is generous. A woman who is generous really looks for open opportunities to give. And, you know, sometimes my mind is on and I'm thinking, okay, how can I give to someone in this room, you know, and, you know, show generosity. And, you know, if someone's in need, I might, you know, share one of my books with them. And, you know, I can meet sometimes, but I know that I'm missing opportunities. And I just want to be an encourager to you that we have to actively look for those opportunities if we want to be known as a woman who is generous by the Lord and by people. We want to be known to be generous, because when we are generous, we represent Christ in his way, because he is generous. So we want to have the character of Christ in this area. And number five, and our final point of today, is she nurtures generosity. We will only produce from the seeds that we've sown. You're not going to plant an apple tree and get a banana tree. That's not real. So if you're stingy, you can't think that all of your needs or all of your desires were going to be met exactly how you want, because the word told us very clearly in Isaiah 58 that, you know, when we meet others' needs,
God will meet all of our desires. So we have to be mindful of that. Also, we want to teach generosity. We want to teach open-handedness. We want to give from compassion and empathy, not just feel sorry for people. We don't want to have sympathy without the empathy. We want to make sure we're compassionate, and we want to give out of a heart that is understanding of what situation that person's in. And even if you don't understand, just give out of a loving place. Children will repeat gratefulness. So if you're not grateful, hey, we will have ungrateful kids. So teach them gratefulness by being grateful and sowing seeds of giving in others. Okay, today's takeaway: generosity plants love and breeds grateful hearts. I hope you received some encouraging word today. I'm telling you, this hit me right in the heart, and I want to encourage you to really study what God's word says about being generous. This is a very, very important topic for aligning ourselves with being a Proverbs 31 woman who fears the Lord. So get right on it. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much that you are kind and you are instructive and that you are patient and full of mercy and grace for us. God, forgive us where we have missed the mark in generosity and where we have missed the mark where you have opened up doors for us to share your love and compassion and the gospel with others. Lord, open our spiritual eyes to see those moments and see those opportunities. Give us the tools that we need to meet the needs of others. Lord, we thank you that you have met our needs even when we have not met the needs of others. And God, we ask that you would help us to do better in this place, Lord, because it is always opportunities for us to be givers and opportunities for us to be receivers. So let us first focus on the giving and gratefulness. Lord, help us with this. We need you in this area, and we ask for an influx of your Holy Spirit to do well here in this area. And we thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, sisters, I'm excited for you to join me for our final week in this series, P31 Mama, She Fears the Lord. We are going to really make some headway in walking in what God has for us with this series. So I hope that you are looking alive and you are really digging deep into what God has for you through Proverbs 31. As we walk through this series, you will learn so much about yourself, but not only that, you will learn so much about who God has called you to be. I know I have, and so I'm praying the same for you. Can't wait to see you next week. Have a great day. Thanks for joining us today. Be sure to check out more resources at SaveTheSam.com and follow us on social media at SaveTheSam.